And welcome to Finn and Lila's Natural History and Horse Podcast. In this episode, we'll cover Spinosaurus aegypticus, a theropod from the Kemkem Formation in northern Morocco. The resources for this I used were 2014 Semi-Aquatic Adaptations in a Giant Predatory Dinosaur by Nizar Ibrahim, Paul C. Serino, Cristiano Del Sasso, Simone Maganuku, Matteo Fabri, David M. Martil, Samir Zuvi, Nathan Mirvold, and David A. Lorino. I apologize if I have mispronounced or made a mistake in any of these names. This is from 2014, so if there are any mistakes, they are almost certainly due to age. These are all excellent paleontologists. And so this is my summary of that article, but with my own stuff tossed in there. So I suppose let's get straight to it. So, some things that Spinosaurus aegypticus, for a start, is the name. Some things it had were its nostrils were further back than everything else, so that it could breathe easier and not have to worry about water coming up its nose, basically. Swimmers, you know what I'm talking about. Neck and body were positioned to make the weight fall behind the thigh. It had very solid leg bones, which is a frequent adaptation in theropod dinosaurs for semi-aquaticness. Its back was basically not weak exactly, but its tail and hips were not very strong. However, the muscles holding them up were, at least in the hip, were very, bulky and powerful. It had a short femur, large muscle attachments, as I mentioned, and claws that would work well for paddling. Its sail, which is very characteristic, was enveloped in skin. It was longer than a T-Rex by 2.5 meters. It was 15 meters. A Rex is 12.5 meters. It was 15 meters to 45 feet. And a Rex is 12.5 meters to 37 feet. I mean, not to 37 feet, but that's the conversion. As I got it. Please inform me if that is incorrect. There were little holes on the snout that we believe acted as pressure receptors, similar to crocodiles, to detect water movement. It had interlocking teeth so it could snare fish. An exterior nasal hole at the back of skull, which was very... Wait. Not at the back of skull, just further back. Which was very unique. And, yeah. Its neck vertebrae were very tall, except towards the back of the neck, and these made the neck longer. The vertebrae that were towards the back of the neck were short and wide, which made a hinge for greater range of movement, especially in pursuing prey through water. Its forelimbs were very muscular and strong. Its claws would slice open prey. It had small and low-to-the-ground hind limbs. Its femur was shorter than the tibia. So basically, the lower part of your leg is made up of two bones, the femur and the tibia. And so, if the femur was shorter than the tibia, then, Sorry, yeah. So if the femur was shorter than the tibia, in most dinosaurs that means they were faster, such as dromaeosaurs and ornithomimids, which were some of the fastest dinosaurs. However, this is not true for Spinosaurus, just because of how bulky it was. We know this would have been almost impossible for it to accomplish that kind of speed that would result from a short tibia.
Femur. If I've been saying that all this time, I might have to edit that out.
So the hind limb was short and powerful. Its claws were large and long and low and just very powerful. Back claws, which were good for crossing mudflats or swimming, we think. It was a piscivore, so it ate fish and sharks and probably a healthy diet of salamanders. Or the equivalent of that time period. Just to be clear, we're talking about, like, maybe, Upper Cretaceous. So, maybe 75 million years ago? About. That's just my estimate, but go do your own research and you can actually find the answer. We think they would have been, good for crossing mudflats and swimming, ate fish, webbing, it probably had webbing, and other species do, but we don't really know, and there's no proof. It just seems likely for that sort of lifestyle, and we believe the sail was used for display. Thank you. That'll wrap up this episode. Thanks for listening and for choosing Finn and Lila's Natural History and Horse Podcast.